Episode 829, The Happiness Boutique.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How is your week going so far? I hope you're having a blessed week. I know coming off of Easter and the candy hangover, maybe you're just kind of a little bit, well, groggy already, and it's only Tuesday. Well, guess what? Pick yourself back up because you're about ready to enter the zone, the Happiness Boutique. Oh, yeah, that's what we're chatting about today during our inspiration time. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to the family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Now, I got to give you a little brief synopsis as to what has been going on lately. It was interesting over the Easter weekend, our website actually got hacked, and it was more like the newsletter got hacked. And at first, I didn't understand. I'm like, wow, I'm getting a lot of people subscribing to the newsletter, which is awesome. I love that. I love being able to communicate with you. However, they were all numbers. And I was like, well, this is a little strange. And then there were email addresses, but the names where you fill it in, well, if you were one that has registered over the last few days, you may want to go back and register again because I did some major clean out. Now, I didn't delete anybody who didn't put a first name in and, you know, didn't have your full, you know, name and everything listed there. I didn't delete those. But the ones that had numbers, I did. So if you're unsure whether or not you're signed up for the newsletter, go back. If you'll do me a favor, go to createyournow.com and actually re-sign up. You won't get double newsletters. No, my little software system will only make sure that we only have you once in the system. But you know what? Sometimes those things happen. And I guess for me, it was like, well, you can't protect yourself from everything. And then I started thinking more. Oh, yes, you know me. And thinking, it brought me to the Happiness Boutique. I could have sat there and said, you know what? I'm just going to sit here and be flustered. I mean, I had to call like three or four people. I didn't know what to do. But instead, I was like, you know what? Maybe this is a good thing. Maybe somebody has paid attention to my podcast, and I kind of gotten under their skin just a little bit. And now they're like, well, I don't necessarily like what she's saying, so maybe I'm just going to kind of mess with her a little bit. You know, unfortunately, those things happen in our life. Some things that we think we understand, and other things we have no idea where it came from. It comes from left field. But when you're looking at what you want out of your life, you got to visit the Happiness Boutique. Wouldn't it be amazing to go shopping at the Happiness Boutique and choose exactly what you want to make you happy? Well, you certainly can have happiness, and it takes you to commit to yourself. I had to make that commitment to myself that no matter what kind of craziness was happening behind the scenes, I still had to serve. I still had to love even the ones who wanted to hack me. I had to. But it was my choice, right? And so I made a commitment to me. I made a commitment to you. So let me ask you this. If you're in the Happiness Boutique, what would your day look like if you were happy? What would it be? Not something that you put a lot of thought into yet, probably. You know, today is your day, though, to be happy at the Happiness Boutique. Now, you have to admit, the thought of the Happiness Boutique kind of makes you smile, right? Wouldn't it be cool instead of going up to McDonald's or going to Wendy's or going to wherever, Panda Express, whatever your favorite restaurant drive-thru is that you so love, maybe it's a Starbucks? Wouldn't it be great if it was the Happiness Boutique and you could go and say, I would like three shots of happy with a squeeze of joy. Doesn't that sound just awesome? Come on, you're smiling right now. But instead, what? When something bad happens, we sit there and we stew over it. It's like we simmer. We become this little witch. And we're like, ha, 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 what else can happen to me now? Let's see what potion I can drum up to get rid of this. Oh, no, but I kind of like it here. Let's just continue to savor this moment. What is it with you? Do you really want happiness in your life? Do you want that happy? Or would you rather kind of be the witch on the other side, stewing and brewing that goodness? Not so much, huh? What would you focus on? What makes you happy? Is it a clean house? Maybe it's no laundry. Oh, for me, it's no laundry. I think my laundry machine goes all the time, nonstop, even when I'm sleeping. That's one thing I would like to, you know, have little elves come at night where all of a sudden I wake up and everything's folded and everything's put away in its own little place. Yeah, it never happens, but it's a great little dream. That would be my ultimate happy. Maybe it's a favorite food of yours. You know, you go to this favorite restaurant during a special time, a celebration in your life, and it's just, it makes you happy overall. And it's not just about the chips and salsa either. Maybe it's those comfy pair of shoes and that to die for outfit. Maybe it's snuggling up with your hubby. Maybe it's a physical fitness routine and that adrenaline rush. Could be a night with the family. Or better yet, as my child walked in today from school, he was singing at the top of his lungs when he came home. That just makes me so happy. Maybe it's your puppy dog, your kitty cats. You know, yeah, you may be the crazy cat lady, but that's okay. They make you happy. Maybe it's just a good book and a cup of your favorite tea or coffee. You know that song, Don't Worry, Be Happy. Well, not only did we have the issue with the website, but then we had the issue with rain. And that is rain that we cause ourselves with our sprinkler system. And the guy came and we have it checked every year. It's just something that you do. It's a good routine. You got to take care of the house that you own. And so he comes out, and of course we had a couple heads that were off, but two of them we had to kind of dig a little bit deeper. And it got real muddy and it got real wet. And it was in an area that I had just kind of finished planting some area, you know, some good old beautiful flowers. And I was like, really? And I found myself sinking, not just into the dirt, not into the mud, not into the rocks and the hole that was created by the water that was coming out that shouldn't have been coming out where it was coming out. But I was sinking. And I was sinking to that not so good place. Like, come on, Lord, why me? Do you find yourself asking that question? Why me? It can stump you every time. But it doesn't have to rain on your parade every day. You can visit the Happiness Boutique. And remember, it starts with you. It's a commitment to yourself. So how's your day going so far? Does it look absolutely beautiful outside? Is your heart just pumping with joy? Or have you already hit a few snarls? A few hiccups, a few speed bumps. Maybe you just really wish you could start all over again. Maybe you kind of had it rough with your husband. I get sometimes that way in the morning, and actually, I've learned that if you bite your tongue hard enough, you won't speak. You may have a fat tongue, but you'll have a more loving relationship. What is it for you? What do you need from the Happiness Boutique? Think about it. Because we don't think about our happy. We just go along our day-to-days. We do our simple routines. We take care of the kids. We take care of the hubby. Maybe we take care of us. We squeeze in 20, 30 minutes of time. And then it's back to the grindstone. Did you ever know that God really wants you happy? He wants you smiling. And you know what? Maybe things aren't always going your way, but that doesn't mean you can't be happy. Some things you just can't control. I could not control those sprinkler heads. Oh, no, I couldn't. And as much as I didn't want to play in the mud and move the rocks and do some fine adjustments, you know what? In the long run, I will be so glad that I took care of it. And we fixed it when we did. What do you want in your Happiness Boutique today? What do you want to short order, so to speak? What do you want to drive through and say, I'll take three of that, two of this, and one of this, and put a cherry on top? Maybe it's the sprinkles of joy. Maybe you just want to understand and just be grateful for where you are, recognizing the sunrise and the sunset, knowing that there's a beginning and an end to the day, that every single new day is what? Is a new opportunity. I want you to visit your Happiness Boutique today. Find something to be happy about, to be joyful, to lift your spirits. Smile more, because when you smile, you shine even brighter. And when you shine brighter, Oh, what happens? Oh, yeah, you can live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.